says that is Daf Samachlet, taken from the bottom of Nun Tes Amun Beis, all the way to the bottom of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah begins as follows. Kishila Chaluka Lenachas O Lenida Hare Zo Tola Ba. So we've been talking about various cases where a woman could be told to dam on something other than herself and not be nida. So if she lends her chalukah, her clothing, to a nachris or to a woman who already is a nida, and then she gets it back and she wears it, and then she finds a stain on it, so did it come from her or did it come from the previous borrower? And the Gemara says it comes from the woman who's a nida because she's subject to seeing dam, so we assume it's from her, or from a nachris, and the Gemara will explain why we assume it came from a nachris. Then the Mishnah says, Shlosha Nashim Shalav Shuchalag Echad. Three women borrow and they share the same clothing, one after the next. Oh, she Yashal Safsal Echad, or they're sitting on one bench together. Vidim Salav Dam, and they get up, they find either on the stain, or rather on the clothing a stain, or they find on the bench a stain. They don't know which of the women it came from. So Din is Kum Tameos. Each one has a suffix, it may have come from her, and therefore we have to assume that they all are Tameh. Let's say, however, Yashu Al Safsal Shal Evan, they're sitting on a stone bench. Oh, al ha'itzavah shel merchatz, some type of podium of the bathhouse. So the din is Rabbi Nechemya Metar. He says that these cases, we find the stain on these cases, it's actually tahor. Shehaya Rabbi Nechemya Omer kol davar sheinu makabel tuma einu makabel ksavim. There's a din. Anything that is touching the karka, mechubla karka. So the din is that there's no tuma. So just like there's no tuma in that case. So to a kesem, when they were gozer, din makesem, they were not gozer in a situation where it's not makabel tuma. This is very relevant for a lot of halacha maisa. For example, if you find dam on a beis akise, is attached to the ground, that's not makabel tuma, so a kesem wouldn't be rendered a kesem. And different cases, tissues or toilet paper would be very similar to this discussion that Rav Moshe talks about. But if it's not makabel tuma, it cannot make her a kesem, even though it may have come from her. Still, there's a gzera. This whole din of a kesem is a gzera in the first place, so they upheld the gzera in situations where it wasn't makabel tuma. So then Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, benachris, going on to now daf samich, when we say a nachris, if a woman lent her clothing to a nachris, and then she borrowed it back and wore it, and she found the stain, she could assume it came from the nachris. The Gemara says, not just any nachris, has to be a nachris haroa that sees. Rashi explains the very top Rashi. That she has begadola. It can't be like if she lends it to a 5-year-old girl who's a nachris, you don't assume it came from her. It has to be where she's above the age of 12 and she's roi v'yadinan ba de kfar rasa. And also, not only is she of age, but we already know for a fact that she's already seen dam in her life. If she's, let's say, 15 and never saw dam nida, that we can't assume it came from her. That's the qualification of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that this nachris, it says just nachris, dam nachris. Why does it say a nachris haroa? Where do you get that qualification from? The Gemara says clear up because based on the comparison, dumya denida. Ma nida, because the Mishnah said if you lent it to either a nachris or to a nida, so why are we comparing the two? So the Gemara explains. Ma nida de kachazia, af nachris de kachazia. It's a nida who's seeing, who's a roile, she already saw nida. So to a nachris is one who has already seen dam nida in her life. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Sheshes explains, kinaim v'shachiv rav amar l'hashmaisa. When Rav is dozing off, falling asleep, that's when he said this statement, because it's against the following Braisa. Dasani, the Braisa tells us, Tola b'nachris, the Tanakhama says, you could be told from a nachris, and that sounds like from any age, even from a katana. So that Tanakhama goes against Rav. Rav says only true when she's a roe. But the Braisa seems to indicate any nachris regardless of the age. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi, as a second opinion says, Rabbi Meir Omer, b'nachris, Haruuya Liros. It's talking about a girl who's of age, who is of the age, not necessarily that she's seen before, but she's Ruuya. She's 12 years old and up, fit to see. Vafilu Rabbi Meir, and even Rabbi Meir, who is more Machmir here, he's lo kamar ele beruuya Liros, aval roe lo istuch. You don't have to actually have seen. So how could Rav argue in both of these opinions? Again, Tanakhama is very, very Machmir, very Makel for the woman, rather. The Yisraelis, if she lends it to a Nachris, so we don't care the age of the Nachris. So that's the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Meir, who does care about the age of the Nachris, doesn't have to know that she actually has seen in her life. So how could Rav be even more Machmir and say the only time we're told in a Nachris is only if she's seen in her life before? So Rav's going against these two Tanoim. So the Gemara says that Vistitzra, wait a second. Understanding this Braisa just for a moment, Amar Rava, Rava says, V'tizbara, Rabbi Meir l'chumer, is it really true Rabbi Meir is more machmir than Tanakhama? Don't we have that Rabbi Meir's l'kula based on the following Braisa that says, D'tanya, eino tole b'nachris, Rabbi Meir omer tole. It's just a very clean Braisa, that the Tanakhama says we don't assume a stain coming from a nachris, Reb Meir says we can assume a stain came from a nachris. So Reb Meir is makel, that we are tola on a nachris. So how come in this previous brisa we say that he's more machmir? There's something obviously off on this brisa. So how come in one brisa he's machmir, one brisa he's makel? So the Gemara explains, Taritachi, let's explain the following brisa must be as follows. When the Tanakhama said that nachris were tola b'nachris, it's really not just any nachris. It's nachris v'hi sheroa. It's only nachris who has seen in the past. So that's a chumrah. We're only told in a nachris only if she's roeh. Rei Meir's meiko, Rei Meir Omer, no, the ruuya leros, afal pishe neroeh. As long as she's of age, even though she hasn't actually seen, it's sufficient grounds to be told. So Rei Meir's meiko, and after now fixing up the rice, what comes out is Rav goes according to the Tanakhama, that the only time we're told in a nachris is only when she's roeh, when she's already seen in her life.
And the second rice would be when she's not roeh.
The second price is when she's ru'uya be'ina roa. Exactly. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Kotzer Brisa. It says, Tola b'shomer's yom kineged yom, b'sheini shela u'b'soferish shiva silotava. So you have a woman. You have, again, two ladies are borrowing. So one lady A, let's say, is tahor, and she lends her garments to lady B. Lady B, she already saw, she saw ketem, or she had a ri'ya, when she wasn't supposed to see, during Yimei Ziva. So the din is, when she sees a dam on the day she hasn't supposed to see, so the next day she waits Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, and if there's no dam, she goes to the mikveh and she's fine. She sees dam again, she needs to wait another day, it's called Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. So let's say you have Lady A, who's completely tower, and she lends it to Lady B. Now Lady B is on the day of Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. She saw dam yesterday, during Yimei Ziva, and today she's just giving a day, the Torah says, to wait to see if she doesn't see dam. So she's Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. So even though today, let's say it's Monday, so she saw on Sunday, this lady, she saw on Sunday, so Monday is her Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. So now Monday, the Lady A lends to Lady B and gets it back, and there's a stain. Can you assume that Lady B, the stain came from her? Because today on Monday, she didn't see any dam. She only saw dam yesterday. But Lady A hasn't seen in a few days. So the Gemara says that you're able to be told of the stain when a lady who shomeres yom keneged yom, even though she only saw dam yesterday and she didn't see dam today, we're still allowed to. Not only that, says the Gemara, even on a lady who's soferes shiva, she's counting shiva nekim. So she had 3 days of dam during Yimei Ziva. So she now is zava gedola. She needs to count shiva nekim. So she hasn't seen in 5 days. And yet still, since she's tamei, you'll have to be told of the dam on her. So it's not a question so much of when the last time she saw per se, it's a question of whether she's tamei or whether she's tahor. So just look at Rashi just to make this clear, and we'll put everything hopefully together. Rashi says, b'sheini shela. So you lend it to a lady who's on her second day, meaning she's shomer's yom keneged yom. In heishilta lo shomer's yom b'sheini shela, tola ba. You could assume she was the one who created, if you will, this thing. The afagav de lo huchzaka roa hayom, even though she didn't see dam today, came into mayana pasuch, since her spring, if you will, is open, tola ba. We assume the stain came from her. The afagav de metalkala purta, even though she's going to get ruined now another day because she could have been tower the next day, but now the stain is making her wait another day till she's tower. Even though that's the case, the tzricha lishmor yom machras came into tamei hasta shehasta since she's tamei now, we're able to make her wait another day. And even more so for Sefer Shiva, even though she's ruining a whole 7 days of count, it's going to be a big kilk of her. In the end of the day, it's more likely the stain came from her, who's counting Shiva Nekim, as opposed to the Nida lady, or rather the Tower lady, who's completely Tower. So back inside now.
But this has no halachic repercussions to the woman who's Shomer Shiva. I mean, meaning, does the woman who gets it back is supposed to tell the other one, listen, I found the ketem and you're done it?
I assume so, yeah.
Or it's just, we're just seeing what the case is on the woman.
Now, I would assume she'd have to tell her, listen, I found, it's a good question. I would assume she would have to tell.
She'd have to tell her and then she would be again, have to start talking again.
I think, it's a good question. I think so, though. Let's say it's a case where they both saw the stain afterwards. They both they wore it and they both found the
right,
stain. But if you didn't,
stain,
could you just turn? I for myself, I'm tell her. I just know it came from her. Do I have to go ahead and tell her? That's a fair question. Not sure. Yeah. So the Gemara says, let's read the brisa again from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, Tola b'shomer's yom keneged yom b'sheini shela, and also u'b'soferish shiva shelo tavla, that she hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. Mefikach. He, mitukenes, she, the one whose tower remains mitukenes, she's fixed, there's no problem for her. The chaverta, mikukas, but her friend is mikukas. But it's your question, still an open question. I didn't say it, but it's spoken about there? They talk about it? No. Anyway, that's Divrei Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Comes along Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Eino Tola, you can't be Tola on the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. Because she's right now, you're mixing your mekalka her. Why is it fair to mekalka her and protect yourself? Even though she might be more tummy than you because she's Shemesh Yom, or she's the Shiva, still, at the end of the day, but why does she have to wait a day? Maybe I should become mekukalos. And then if Rebbe's more machmir, he says, lefikach shteya mekukalos. Both of them are. The lady who hasn't seen yet, she's, we assume she's the worst. And for the lady who's Shemesh Yom, and Shemekim, she also has to assume the worst. Vishav, and they both agree, however, Shatolab Shemesh Yom Kenega Yom Rishon Shalah. Let's say it's the day, it's Sunday, the day she saw Kesem. So there's Lady A, who's Tahor, Lady B, who just saw Kesem during her Yemei Nida. So if she finds Kesem, another Kesem on Yom Rishon, then everyone, even Rebbe, will agree we could assume it came from Lady B, who's in the first day of Dam Ziva, and not Lady A. And also they agree in a case with Yoshevet Al Dam Tohar. Let's say the lady is Dam Tohar, so she's Yoledes, and she's during the few weeks of Dam Tohar. We say, oh, the Dam came from her, because it's not the Kokelis. Because even if it's Dam Tohar, the Dam came from her, she's Yoledes, and it's Dam Tohar, she's not affected by it. So we assume the Dam came from her. And also, Ubisula Shedameh Tohar. And also, if one of the ladies is a Basula, she just got married, so then we can assume the Dam came from her, because it's not going to be Metamiher, Midaraisa Dam Basulim are actually Tahar. So all these situations where she won't be affected by it, then we could assume the stain came from her. If she will be affected by it, it will extend her Shemesh Yom, it will extend her Shemesh Nekim, then we can't assume it came from her, we assume both of them are going to be equally Miku Kelas. So the Gemara now says, Lefikach de Rashbag Lamali. So why do you have to have Lefikach? The Gemara had said that told us the din of the first part of the Braisa, and that's an obvious Lefikach. Therefore, she's Mitzukanas and he's Miku Kelas. We know that was the obvious result of the din we just said. So Gemara says, you're right. We don't really need it, but we need it because Mishum de la Rebbe, the Rebbe. Because once we need a Lefikach for Rebbe, we want it to be consistent to show a Lefikach of Rashbag. Rashbag's Lefikach was really superfluous. So what's the Lefikach of Rebbe teaching us? The Lefikach de Rebbe Lomali. So now the same, what would you have thought? So Rebbe was concerned, why did it make more sense to make her Tameh and not me Tameh? So Gemara said, maybe I would have thought, now the same, he de Asher Kesem Gava, Tiskalkel, Idachlo Tiskalkel. What happened here? Lady A has a skirt, a dress. She lent it to Lady B. Lady B now is on her Shemesh Yom Kenegad Yom. Lady B gives it back to Lady A. After Lady A takes it off, she finds a Kesem. So now, she found the Kesem. Lady B didn't find the Kesem. So maybe you would have thought, the Rebbe says, why is it fair to be Makalkel Lady B? Maybe Makalkel Lady A. So maybe you should have concluded Lady A, only she should be Tamei, because she actually found the Kesem. To have to jump back to Lady B, that's not fair. So therefore, the Fikach, we have to tell me, Kamash Shalom, that both of them, we are concerned that both Lady A and Lady B are in fact Miku Kelis. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud.
Yeah. If Lady A didn't never put it on, what would you
have? No, she did. Has to be where she put it on.
She swore.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would make no sense.
Exactly. Okay. She wore it, then she took it off, and then she found it. So how many? Well, she found it, so why have to go back to Lady B? Lady B would have found it also. Okay. So we say, no, we're both, maybe Lady B missed it, and therefore they're both tummy. Gemara now says halfway down the page, Amar Rav Chisda, Tamei v'Tahor, Shehalach b'shnei shvilin, Echa Tahor v'Echa Tamei. This comes up several places in Shas. So you have now a Tamei person and a Tahor person, and there are two paths in front of them. One of them is known to be Tamei, and one is known to be Tahor. Now, they forgot to who went, well, they went different paths. We don't know if the Tamei guy went in Tamei or Tahor. So what happens? So Gemara says, Banu l'machlokas Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is the machlokas. How does this line up? So Gemara said, look at Rashi. Rather, Rashi writes around the 15 narrow lines up. Banu l'machlokas the Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Amar Tolin Kesem b'Shomer Yom, that he is more willing to be Tola a Kesem onto a Tamei person. Hachanami Tolin Shvil Tamei b'Adam Tamei v'Tar b'Tar. Rebbe Rashbag is more Makel by Tolin. So here as well we're Tolin and we're Makel. And Rebbe is more Machmir. Rebbe would say both of them are Machmir. Just like above, we don't know who the stain came from. They're both Tamei. Here as well, we assume that they're both Tamei l'chumra. So Gemara then says, asks the question, Maskevla Rav Ada Ad Kan Lo Kamar. He asks the question up until now. Lo kama Rebbe Hasam Ela Tichavayu Kia Dadeninhu. Only over there, by the case of the Kesem, could we say that they're both Tamei. Because both women are Cheskas Tara. The case was, Lady A is Tara completely. Lady B is on day of Monday, which is Shemeresh Yom Keneged Yom. Today, she didn't see any Dam Nida. She's also Tahor. So they're both equally Tara. Why does it make sense to make her more Tamei than that one? Therefore, since they're both Tahor, so then you have to assume they're both equally Tamei then. But when it comes to this case here of the hacha, my nafkal amine, one guy's already tame, one guy's already tahor. So in this case, where you have a tame versus a tahor guy, there even Rebbe would agree you could assume the tame guy went in the shvil tame. So the Gemara says,
yeah. What's the story behind that? I don't get it.
No, because there's a certain chazaka. So there's a chesed tahor, but
I mean, you're starting from scratch again. There's two tshvilim.
It's not from scratch though, because one guy's got a cheskas tameh.
So what?
So, because
why would that make any difference?
It's not a question of
matzias.
It's not a question of statistics at all. It's a question of with an established chazaka. So when it's a chazaka, what does the halacha tell us about the chazakas? So in cheskas tameh, we assume okay, it's a suffix. We'll retain the cheskas tameh.
So okay. But the guy who's tahor, this is a suffix deraisa, right?
It's hard to know, by Tumah, the tower works very differently.
Because why would he, would you say that he's Tumah? He still has a 50-50 chance of being Tumah. He's Tumah, he has 50-50.
It's, ain't a chanami, but in the end day, he has a chazak of tower, which, you know...
Chazak of tower was, yeah, when he went in, but then he went in a 50-50 chance that he would be
Tumah. In a chanami, but now you have a 50-50 chance, and the chaz is Tara that tips the scale.
Okay.
So,
it's hard to understand.
So I think that's how it's understood, I believe so. So then the Gemara says that in the end of the day, ihi tvila bai. So back to the case of the Nida case. So there, Rebbe said both women are cheskas tara. Lady A was tara completely. Lady B, she's on Monday, which is her shomer yom kineged yom. She's also tara. But then he points out, even though she's tara, she still needs a tvila though, so she's still lacking something in the tara process. So she is more tamei than the lady who's tara. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Itmar was stated, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Tamei v'tahor, v'afilu tahor v'taloi, shahaluchu b'shnei tshvilin, echa tamei v'echa tahor. So the din here is, let's say you have a person who's tamei v'tahor walking on these two paths, so then the Gemara says, and even if, let's say, you have a tahor person and one who's a suffolk tamei, and they go both on these paths, the din is, you assume again, that echa tamei vecha tara tola the tamei and the betaloi, you assume the person the tamei path you attribute to the tolei person, the one who's a safek ace, the tower the divrekol. So what's going on here is that there is an additional thing that we're even to being more makel here. Even by less tolei, even the case of tar versus tamei by shnei shvilin, I get why you'd say the tamei guy is in the tamei shvil, the tar guy is in the tar shvil. But he takes it a step further, that even if it's a guy who's only suffolk tamei, he's only tully, even then, we would assume he went on the tamei shvil. And this has to go with, again, based on a person's established chazaka, what's going to flip it over or not. So then the Gemara says, now the following situation. We're going back to situations of being tola kesem. Boy minei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, mal litlos kesem b'kesem. Are you able to assume a kesem came from another person who had just seeing a kesem? So let's say a woman sees a kesem. So now, we assume she's tamei midrabanan. Because if she only saw a stain, she's not really tamei midraisa. There's no riyah, there's no hargasha. But when there's a kesem, the chacham said that she's tamei. So what happens if now another stain was found? So you have two ladies borrowing it, Lady A and Lady B. Lady A saw nothing. Lady B, she didn't see dam ziva. She didn't see dam nida. She didn't see dam, she just saw a kesem. Is that enough of a reason to be told of this case of the haluka? Does it come from her as well? Or no, a kesem's not really anything that to be attributed to do, and they should be all equally responsible for the kesem. So that's the shayla.
So a kesem in any dress, not a specific in one.
Exactly.
She's tamei mishum kesem.
Exactly.
The
and I'm not sure if it's even tamei mishum kesem. It can be a kesem that she's not even tamei from. Uh-huh. But she saw like a stain. I think is that enough of a reason to make her the source?
Exactly.
So Gemara now defines a little bit or qualifies the question even further, fine-tunes the question. Aliva de Rebbe lo tibarlach. In the world of Rebbe, who said that even a woman who shemeres yom keneged yom is enough for a reason to be tola, it was never a shayla. Hashta, ma hasim, the case of shemeres yom and the sheni, de kachazim migufa, she saw from herself a real ear, and yet amris eino tola, you can't attribute the kesem to her. So certainly hacha, de ma'amak asi, where it's possible the kesem never even came from her, it came from elsewhere, koshilo, koshkein, you shouldn't attribute it to her. So there was never a shayla for him, you can't not be tola on an isha roa kesem. Ki tibarlach, the question really exists, aliba de Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because he said you can be tola on a woman who shemeres yom keneged yom. there, because she saw at least on Sunday, even on Monday she didn't see, but Sunday there was a mamash, a real Riya. So there's Talia. So Hacha, but here, maybe by the Kesem, maybe when she saw the Kesem, the first Kesem, it may have came from elsewhere. We don't know it came from her. So maybe you shouldn't be, lo Talia, you can't attribute the second Kesem to her as well. Oh, maybe there shouldn't be a difference. Since she saw Kesem the Rishon, we could assume the second Kesem came from her as well. So that's the Shaila, that's the Safik, Aliba, the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So Amalei, the response is, Rebbe Yehuda responds to the Shaila, and says that Ein Tolan, we cannot assume the Kesem came from a woman who saw a previous Kesem. Ma Tam, what's the reason? The Fish Ein Tolan, because we don't. Okay, there you have it. So Rashi just explains a little bit more. Four lines up from the bottom here, Rashi explains, Lefisha Ein Ro Tolan, Dima'alma asilei tumas kesem kama v'lo b'cheses roahi, because it's very plausible that the initial kesem came from elsewhere. It didn't come from her, and she's not b'cheses roah, and she's still really b'cheses tahara. So Gemara now asks the question on this and says, really, asive ein tolen kesem b'kesem, you can't assume a kesem came from a previous woman who had seen a kesem earlier. Hishila chalukul enachris, if you lend a piece of clothing to enachris, ol yoshevis al kesem, or one who is sitting, she's tumming out because of a chashash of a kesem, I raise a tolaba. We are tolab. So before it gets to the question, really, there's an internal contradiction here. The first line of the Brisa says, we ain't tolan kesem a kesem, and then it says, that Yosef is al kesem, we are tola on her. So the Gemara says, hagufa kasha, there's an internal question here, contradiction here. Reisha amris ain't tolan, Yosef amris tolan. So can he be tola on an isha kesem or not? Halakasha, harebi, harebimishim gamliya. This is gufa the machlokis. According to Rebbe, Rebbe says you can't be tola on an isha shemeres yom keneged yom. Certainly, you can't be tola on an isha roa kesem. So when it says ain't tola, that sheet does Rebbe. When it says you are tola, that sheet does Rebbe Shimon Gamliel.
So the
Rebbe
says according to one,
exactly. So then, as the Gemara says, no, you could ami. Alternatively, you could suggest ha Rebbe. They're both Rebbe, and ha barishon shalah, ha b'shein shalah. It depends on which day of the yeshivas kesem. If it's the day she saw the kesem, so then you could attribute the second kesem to her as well. If it's the day after she saw the kesem, so then you can't be told of the kesem on her. So then a third answer is suggested by Rav Ashi Amar, ha v'ha Rav Shimon Gamliel. Both of them are authored by Rav Shimon Gamliel. The ha v'lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Kan l'mafreya, kan l'haba. Even when Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can be told of din, it's only m'kan l'haba. But to go back to l'mafreya, to mitami all the taros she was involved in the past, that much should we say a kesem is not mitami l'mafreya, it's only m'kan l'haba. So that's how we reconcile this baraita. In the end of the day, there's still a question. Mikol makom, kasha. What's the kasha? Because Rashi explains three lines down on Amud Beis here. Mikol makom kasha. The Rabbi Shimon, it says tolin, and the kasha the Bar Levi. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Levi said, we are not tolin. He said ain't tolin. Remember, it said ain't tolin my time because the fish ain't tolin. So here it's clear in the baraita that you are tolin. So are you tolin on some or not tolin on some? So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Lokasha, there's no contradiction here either. Hachikamar. What the Braisa means to say is as follows. Really, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi said, you're not tolin b'ri'ya roa kesem, that's correct. But here, Hishila chaluka lenachris balas kesem, hareza tola ba. So if you see a woman, dafka nachris who sees, not a yisraelis, a nachris who sees, so then you can be tola that came from her. But by a regular Yisraelis, you can't be tola in the kesem. Gemara says, v'ha, ol yosheves al kesem katani. There are two different groups here. There's a woman who's nachris, and there's a separate category, one is yosheves kesem. Not that yosheves kesem is explaining who the nachris is. So there's a nachris, and then there's a Yisraelis who is yosheves al kesem. So that's not the answer. So still, the Brisa clearly states, ha Yisraelis is yosheves al kesem, we're tolin ba. How could Rabbi Yehuda ba Levi say we're not tolin on an isha ra kesem? So Gemara finally concludes and says, hachi kamar. Ol Yosheves al dam tohar, then bas kesem tolaba. There's two women. One is a nachris. So whenever a nachris borrowed it, you could assume the kesem came from her. Or if you lent it to a woman who's sitting on dam tohar, which is a yoledes, then you could assume the kesem came from her as well. Because since she's Yosheves al dam tohar, she's not going to be mekukeles. She's allowed to see dam tohar. It doesn't make her tamei. Therefore, you could attribute to her, and no one will be affected by this. Okay, the Gemara now says six lines down, the two dots, shalosh, shalav, shavachulu, shahaya, Rabbi Nechemia. So Nechemia was of the opinion that if you see a stain on something that's not makabelas tuma, then there is no din makasim. So why? What's the basis for this? The whole din's a dirabon anyways. It's not really a question. It's just what the basis of the chachamim we're relying on. So it comes to pasuk in Yeshaya. Amar of masna my time of the Rabbi Nechemia. What's his reason? What's his basis? It says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'nikasa la'aretz teshev, kevin shiyashir la'aretz, nikasa. That since she sits on the ground, so if she sits on the ground, so therefore it's tower nikasa, it's tower. And because it's not makabalas tuma, that applies not only to a carcass, but it applies to any other area as well. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Amar Rav Chanina, mitar hayav nechamia afilu b'achori kli acheres, not only in the case of a karka, but any other situation where there's some technicality in how tuma of a tower works, that should be tower. So if you happen to find a stain on the back side of a kli acheres, and the din is the back of a kli acheres is not makabal tuma, so she's a tower. Even though she saw the same exact stain on the inside of kli acheres, she will become tamei. There's a certain technicality that if it's not makabal tuma, there's no din of a keser. Gemara says pshita. Of course, it's obvious. Now the same award you think, maybe you should be ligzer gabo atu tocho. You should be go there, what's going to happen? If she says, I found on clay chayres on the outside, I'm tower, she would think if she found on the inside, she should be tower as well. Let's make a gzer that whenever it falls on a clay chayres, she should always be a tamei midin kesem. Kamasham, we're not concerned. The whole din's a din zerbanim. So we're only going to establish the kesem if it's found in a place of actually makabal tuma. And if it's not makabal tuma, we're not going to make it a kesem, and we're not go there for any situation. How do we pass in the end of the day? Actually, we're not there. Yeah, I'm sorry, skipped the line. Amr, bye. He said, Mitar hayev b'nechemia, b'matlonios, shein b'shalosh ha'shalosh, de lo chazin lo le'anim lo la'ashim. The din is cloth. Cloth is makabel tumah, but it has to be a certain size. It has to be 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. Not very big, but that cloth is considered tummy. If it's less than that, no one uses a cloth that's so small. It's not roi for an ani, it's not roi for an asher. Therefore, since it has no use, it's not makabel tumah. So if you find a stain on such a small garment, it's not mekabelas tuma either. So how do we paskin in the end of the day? Dorish Rav Chia bar Rav Masna, Mishmei Derav Halacha, Krim Nechamia. That's in fact how we paskin. Again, there are many many leniencies on Ksamim based on this din of Rabbi Nechamia.
They have a mina on the Moses Tema would have been a gzera on a gzera, which anyway shouldn't go, right? Because the Ketem in itself is a gzera, and as to...
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah,
so this is what they ask you. The Aruch HaShulcha and the Aruch HaNera that asks this question. The Har Ein goes in Gzeira Gzeira, and they quoted a sheet of the main Nida down here, says that that they would have, it's called Gzeira Achas. They do this oftentimes. It would have been one Gzeira as opposed to two steps. That's one answer. Okay. The Gemara then says that Amar Le Rav Nachman, Abaye, Tani Maisi Balafnei Chachamim. Once a certain Shaila came to the Chachamim, a Shaila of a Kesem that was found on a Davar Sheinu Makabel Tuma, the Timam, and they said it's Tamer. That Amr Talacha Krabi Nechem, and you think the Psak is like Krabi Nechem? Clearly Chachamim felt it's not Makabel, rather it is Tamer, even though it's on an item that's not Makabel Tuma. So Mahi, what was the exact event that took place? The Tani, the Brisa says, that, Shnei Nashim Shayu Tochnos Berichayim Shayad, there are two women who are busy grinding with a handmill of some sort, and Nimsa Dam Tachas HaPrimius, and they found a stain on the inner part of the Rechaim. Shame to me, they both tell me, because the way it works, I don't know exactly how it functions, but Rashi explains that the way things move around, even the inner one will end up going on the outer person, so they're both going to cross paths of both women, and we assume that it came, we don't know who it came from, we assume they're both Tamei. If it's found Tachas HaChiton, if they only find it below the outer part of the mill, so then only the chitona tamea, but panimis torah. Because the outer part never goes to the inside lady. Same time, let's say it's found in between both the outer and the inner, then shtei and tamea are both tamea because they both pass over that area. So these are the different circumstances. Haya maisa v'nimsa damos svasal shan bati. They once found a stain of blood on the outside of the lip of a bass. And that's mamakabal tuma, seemingly. The ala shal zayis b'shal shem asikas is ataner. They found a stain of blood on a olive branch, an olive leaf that was they're using to fire the oven. And they said, Tame. And even though, as Rashi points out, the olive leaf is not makabel tuma, yet they still said, Tame. So the Gemara says, you're right. In the end of the day, to tonight, it's really machlokas tanaim, whether or not it's true how we paskin. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov, Metame, Rabbi Nechemi, Metar, the Horu Chachamim, Rabbi Nechemi. So this is a Brisa that does embrace the position of Rabbi Nechemi, even though the Brisa earlier says we say Tame in a case. So in the end of the day, that's what the Jerusha of Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Masu was telling us. There's machlokas had a paskin based on the Brisa. So we assume, like the Brisa that's more makel, that we pass like Rabbi Nechemia that any stain found, any kesem found on a davar she'enu makabalas tuma is not going to be considered a kesem.
I understand, but the ma'isa was that there was a chacham were metame, right?
That was one brisa, but then the other brisa says...
Meaning, if
Machlokas Tanai, he's Machlokas Tanai. And we paskin like the Mako position that we say it's Tahar. So then the new Mishnah tells us as follows now, that Shalosh Nashim Shahayu Shenish B'mita Achas. Three ladies are sleeping in one big bed. And they find a dam below one of them. They're all tummy. We don't know. They all moved around. They got off the bed. They got on the bed. We don't know who it came from. So they're all tummy. But let's say they checked. And one of them checked at least. And Badka Achas Man. She checked and she found that she was tummy. So then we assume. He tummy. Then Shtayim Torah. We could assume she's damnida. So the stain came from her. Most likely to be the case. Betola Zo Bazo. And we assume one another. That... In all the situation where we're told so vim lo hayurus leros, ronos on akilo hayin ruyos. So I don't see what this means exactly. The Gemara is going to try to figure out what this means. But just look at Rashi just for a moment, just to give us a little heads up before you see the Gemara. Rashi writes in the Mishnah, tolo zobazo, the Gemara refers, the Gemara is going to explain, shim hayisa ha'achas muberes, if one of them is pregnant, tola hadam b'she'ena muberes, v'hi tora. A lady who's muberes doesn't see dam, and the other lady isn't pregnant, so you assume the dam came from she, the one who is not muberes. The im loha yurus, Rashi says further, and they're not roy to see dam, the Gemara mefarish im haya kulam ubaris, if they're all pregnant, o kulan manikas, or they're all nursing, then they're, which means that they're all not expected to see dam, so then you have to assume the worst, kulam tomatoes, because neither one is more roy than the other one, so that's what the Mishnah is saying, and we'll see this in the Gemara in just a few moments. So Gemara now says, Amar of Yehuda Marav, Vahusha Bartka Atma, Bishir Vesis. The case was when they're giving the Mishnah that three ladies are in a bed, they find a stain, they're all tummy. One checks herself, and finds herself to be damnida, the others are tahor. So that bedika must take place b'shir vesis, within a few seconds of finding the stain. If she finds it, let's say, a day later, that she's damnida, we don't go back and say the stain was from her. So now how close to the finding of the kesem do you have to see do bedika? So Gemara says it has to be within a few moments of seeing it, with the shir vesis, that's the second he has to find the damnida. So Gemara says that savar, La kabarpada damar that he holds of Rav holds of barpada who holds that kol shabayla bechatas tarosea tameas. Any situation where let's say they just had tashmish and then they found this situation where there must have been damnida during tashmish, so the husband's responsible to bring a chatas because we assume it was there present during tashmish. So that's also a situation if that was the amount of time that would render him chayv mechatas, that would also render the taros that she was just osik in a few minutes earlier, a few seconds earlier, to be tame as well. So Gemara says further, if the baila is b'shashim tali, the amount of time that we would only say the husband's in the case of a safek, it was too far away to know that for sure he was tame, but close enough to say there's a safek, so if the baila is b'shashim tali, so any of the taros that she was involved in that amount of time earlier were all tulios or a safek whether they're tame. And if it's a case of baila pata, she found it too far along later, the dam nida, so then we assume the baal is completely pater, he's tahor, no carbon, and then we assume any taros, taros. All the taros says she was involved in, I don't know, 3 minutes earlier, would be tahor as well. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Oshaya, Amar afilu baila bechatas taroseh tulios. He thinks that even a situation where the husband is responsible when to bring a chatas, if she finds damnida, a sheer vesis after tashmish, we assume it was there when they had tashmish, so the husband's a chayv chatas. And when it comes to taroseha, then we assume they're tulis, still a case of a suffix. Why? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains, Bishma Hasma, I understand by the case of the husband, why do we assume that there was dam present? Because Amir Shamish Akvel Adam, because during Tashmish, it's very likely the dam was there, but the Tashmish itself prevented the dam from coming out. So that's why she only found it after the fact, but it really was present during Tashmish, so we assume it's he's a Chayv Chatas. Aval, when it comes to Hacha, here the case of Taros, Im Isa, the Havidam, had there been dam when she was osing the Taros, Man Akvel, what was holding it back? I mean, she should have found it when she was being osing the Taros. The fact that she found it 8 seconds later, it was only found there 8 seconds later. It wasn't there necessarily 8 seconds earlier, and it's only a case of a suffix. That's the distinction between, according to Rav Oshaya. Gemara now brings the two mashalim of how to understand just, I don't know, why I need a mashal, but the two mashalim brought down to visualize, if you will, the shita of Rabbi Oshaya. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Mashal, the Rabbi Oshaya as follows. What's the case similar to? The case again where there was dam present during Tashmish, it's just that the Shamish was me'akevit, it's compared to liyelad v'zakin shayu mahalchim b'derech. So you have an old man and a young boy walking together outside the city. And he calls man shayu b'derech when they're on the city. Yelad shayu levo. The yelad has a kavod to the old man, didn't want to walk in front of him, make him feel like he's old and weak. So he walks at a very slow pace with the old man. However, Nichnas Shalir, they enter into the city, Yelad Mamahe Levo, then the Yelad takes off running to wherever he wants to go to. So here's, well, that even though the Yelad's there, well, the Dam is there, at a certain point when there's an opening, the city's open, then it takes off. So then the Dam either takes off. That's the comparison to our case. Similar way, Amar Bai, Bai says, Mashal Rabbi Yoshai Lama Davar Domer, which is similar to, L'adam Shenos in Esra Ba'ayin, and a person puts his finger on his eye, and he's holding back all the tears from dripping out. Kozman she etzba ba'ayin dima shor lava, the tears don't come out. The moment he takes off the finger, then dima mimaheres lava, the tears come pouring out. That's the another marshal to the case. Okay, let's finish this daf now. The Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here, Tola Zobazu, we said different situations, we're Tola this one and that one, what does that mean? So the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, Taner Abanam, Keta Tola Zobazu, how do you assume it came from this one versus that one when it comes to the stain on the bed? Ubra, Vishenu Mubra, you have one woman who's pregnant, who doesn't see Dam, and another one who's not pregnant. So Tola Ubra, Vishenu Ubra, you could assume the stain, not from the Ubra, but you assume it came from the one who's not pregnant. Minika v'sheino minika, one who's nursing, one's not nursing. Again, tola minika b'sheino minika. You assume the stain came from the one who's not nursing. Zekena b'sheino is zekena, an old lady who doesn't see damnita anymore, and one who's younger. Tola zekena b'sheino zekena. And basula sheino basula, tola basula sheino basula. Okay, same exact just structure. We always assume it came from the one who's expecting to see and not the one who is not expected to see. Then it said, how you stain ubaros. Let's say both of them are pregnant. So no, neither one is more likely to see dam than the other. Or Shein Minikos, Shein Zekeno, Shein Basulos, both ladies are not Roy to see. Zuhi Shishani, that's what it meant in the Mishnah, Aloha Yuruis Liros, if not fit for seeing because in the state of pregnancy or nursing or whatever the case might be, that's when it said Rowan Kin Hai Ruiz. Then the stain came from somewhere, so then we have to assume that they're all considered ladies who are Roy, and then we have to assume that they're all Tameh in that situation. Okay, we will stop here. Mizrach Hashem, continue tomorrow. This week, I think we should do, if that's okay, if you want to do daf at 6 because of the timing of Hanukkah, do 6 in Rebbe's office. Oh, if you're not, and then we'll daven 6:50 or whatever the time is for this week. I think 6:50. Does that make sense?
So what are we doing?
We'll do 6 o'clock. We'll do daf in the office.